The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Our text for this morning is the lesson that was just read, particularly verses 14 and 15 of Hebrews 2. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. So far, our text. Heroes. Perhaps you've heard of it. Now in its second season, Heroes is a television show about ordinary people with extraordinary powers who have to save the world, or at least try to. Now, I personally haven't seen much of this particular show, but I'm not unfamiliar with heroes in our popular culture, nor I suspect are you. From Superman to Spider-Man, from the comic books to Hollywood's spectaculars, all during my lifetime at least, a staple of the entertainment industry has been the hero. The hero who rescues and saves an otherwise doomed humanity. Someone who has superhuman powers, or superhuman courage, or superhuman good luck. But in any case, when all is lost, he's there to help and to save. But this is hardly anything new. The ancient Greeks delighted in the labors of Hercules, the Anglo-Saxons had Beowulf, the Middle Ages bequeathed to later times King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. So people like heroes, people want heroes. So minstrels and troubadours, poets and novelists and, oh yes, movie makers are eager to provide them. But what do you think is going on here? Why do we like heroes? Why do we like to read about them or watch them on television and movies? What's so appealing about a hero? Now, of course, one important element in all popular fiction and entertainment is escapism. We go to the movies in order to forget reality for an hour or two, to escape the routine, to avoid the problems, to lose ourselves in some make-believe. But different types of entertainment offer different kinds of escape. Comedies offer relief from boredom. Historical dramas offer relief from our own times and their challenges. And tragedies, well, tragedies let us weep for somebody other than ourselves. But what about hero stories? What kind of escape does Superman provide? What are you avoiding when you spend a couple of hours with Batman? Well, I think the answer is pretty clear. Hero stories offer escape from the contingencies of life, especially the physical contingencies, the things that really threaten our lives, the cataclysms, the criminals, the catastrophes, things you don't plan on, things maybe you don't even think about, but yet we're all subject to them, and when they come, we really can't avoid them. Bad stuff happens, and it happens to us. So it's nice to think that there might be a hero out there who can protect us or rescue us. Somebody who can take care of us by overcoming those things that threaten our lives. Somebody who has the intelligence, the character, and yes, the strength to be there when we need him. So, we go to the movies, we dream for a couple of hours. But then the credits roll, the lights come up, and we have to return to a world without heroes. But with all those contingencies that still threaten us, and really, ultimately, win. We can forget for a while, but we cannot really escape. Life is what it is, and it ends in death for all of us. Where you see, the contingencies of life turn out not to be contingent at all, but instead inevitable for all. But that, of course, is why it is so great to be a Christian, and to realize, after all, that we do have a hero, a real one, not make-believe, somebody who actually lived in time and space and not just in the comic books. And different from all of the heroes of fiction, our hero went to the source of contingency, to the root of everything that makes us afraid, and that is the grim reality of death. And he overcame it. Indeed, he overcame also that one who uses death to frighten us and to drive us ultimately into despair, and that is, of course, the devil. Whereas our text for this morning reminds us, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, destroyed the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and delivered all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. To destroy the one that is the devil and to deliver the others, well, that's us. So Christ is our hero, and we celebrate his power, his presence, his divinity that so equipped him to overcome Satan and death. And yet, there is something strange about our hero, the Son of God, when you compare him with the heroes of make-believe. For how precisely did Jesus rescue us? Now, in the movies, it's true, a hero often comes close to death. Krypton is chained to his belt, or the monster he faces attacks him and pummels him. But somehow he manages to escape, and when he escapes, he uses his wits and then his strength to rescue people and so to destroy the enemy. In effect, he meets the enemy on the enemy's turf, and he turns out to be stronger and more powerful. But that's not how it was with our Lord, at least not completely. For it was precisely through weakness, humility, and death that he overcame death and the devil. No close escapes here, no almost about it. Jesus won by dying. Our Lord put on a human nature, and with that nature he accepted all the contingencies of life until finally he died. On a cross, no less, in ignominy and shame. He embodied human weakness at its most extreme. But in spite of all appearances, the weakness was the power. The death was the victory. The sinless one paid for the sins of all others, so that death and devil lost their grip on humanity, and our Lord arose from the dead to prove it. So our hero embraced everything about us except sin, but indeed he even embraced our sins so that God might embrace us as his children for time and for eternity. Here at the outset of Lent, therefore, when we remember our Lord's pathway to Calvary, and we behold again the suffering servant in humility, shame, and death, let's also realize that here in Jesus is our hero, the one who actually rescues and saves, not just in the comic books, not in the tales of long ago, not in the movies, not on TV, but in the real world, the world in which we really live. And you see, popular entertainment may help us to forget life's contingencies for a little while, but only in Jesus, do we overcome them and triumph. Amen.